There'll be days like this when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
It is 3:08 on the Central Coast. I'm Dave Congleton. Good to be with you. We'll get the show officially underway once we find the dog. Our pet of the week is missing. Has anybody seen the dog? Do we know where the dog is? Where is the dog? This is the first. I've been doing a pet of the week segment since 1994. We have literally lost the dog. Holy cow. It's Friday, November 8th, 2019. Really, I'm not making this up. We have lost the dog. He's gone over the fence. The entire staff is looking for him. Yes, southbound 101, Avila Beach Drive. There's some kind of a smoldering going along the road. And as I was coming through just before 2:30, the traffic was backed all the way up. So if you're heading south on 101, heads up. We'll keep you posted. Literally, we've lost the dog. All right, on this broadcast today, we're here all the way till 7 o'clock. Who knows what's going to happen? Natalia Noriega is going to be here at 3:30 to join us for a piece of banana cream pie from Lynn's on our Pie of the Week segment. Documentary filmmaker Peter Schroeder is going to be here to talk about his film, Full Bore, which is a story of a local winemaker, Gary Eberle. They can't find the dog. Mike Manchek from the Economic Vitality Corporation at 4:30 is going to report on this morning's Central Coast Economic Forecast. We've been talking a lot about cannabis lately. Eric is coming down from Templeton. He wants to respond to the segment we had earlier this week. He wants to defend cannabis growers in North County. There's the dog. Hey! And then what's on your mind? We'll find out. It's time for our last call, our Friday night open line. It is a Dave Congleton show, always your hometown radio talk show. First up, it's time for a pet of the week. Every Friday, we start things off by trying to find a great home for a homeless dog or cat, although it helps if we know where the dog is. Here's what happened. Where'd they go, Greer?
Almost homeless. It's an Alaskan Malamute. Hold on, but it leads into this.
Okay.
If you know anything about Malamutes and Huskies, folks, an off-leash or unsupervised Husky or Malamute is a lost one. So apparently it made its way to the back and then got locked into a room somewhere back in there. I don't know how that happened because I looked at closed doors and it's dark in there. And I said, well, couldn't have gotten in there. So maybe he closed the door behind him.
It's a beautiful dog. Craig already has the photos posted on our Facebook page at News Talk 920 KVEC. This is a Malamute?
We have it down as Nomad. Isn't that ironic? That's his name.
Yeah, Wandering Nomad.
Yep. Get it. Right. Alaskan Malamute. And they're just a little husky. It's a variation on a husky.
2 years old.
Yep, about
white,
2 years
white
old.
White and gray in coloring.
Classic look. Very, very nice boy. Just likes to roam. That's what they do.
So you just found him in a room.
Yeah. Actually, staff found him in a room. There you go. Because everybody's looking around.
We had the entire staff trying to find the dog.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. This is local radio, folks. We don't make this stuff up. How'd you find him at Animal Services? Is it a stray?
He was a stray. Are you surprised?
No.
And it was a stray on the 500 block of Deer Creek Way in Paso back on the 31st of October, and nobody's come to claim the dog, so it's been available now for the last few days.
He's described as friendly, house-trained, easy on leash, not dog reactive. What does that mean?
He gets on with the dogs? He doesn't bark at him. He's not aggressive towards other dogs.
Fun to walk, sweet guy.
Yeah. Generally speaking, I would say so. I mean, obviously, again, like in the car, he decided he wanted to sit in the front seat, and I could not get him out of the front seat. He said, I am a passenger. I am not going to go sit in the back, until he decided he wanted to sit in the back. So I can't exactly pull over while I'm driving, but, it all worked out. But he is very, very friendly. Once he kind of decides, okay, I'm kind of bored with this and that, I think I'll be your buddy now.
Well, and like all the other dogs who come in here, he immediately goes to the window. We're up on the second floor, and he loves looking out over the parking lot. This is like the first time he's ever been up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience for him.
Yeah, he did the stairs well.
And seems he to be very, very quiet.
Yeah, he's a little overweight. That's the only thing I would say. You're going to work on the weight issue. He gives you great eye contact. There's no doubt about that. You know, he's a friendly boy.
He hasn't been with you that long. He just came in on Halloween.
Just came in on Halloween. So if this is the type of breed of dog that you like, I'd say he's a pretty good representative of it. And, you know, in a good-natured way. Just come on down and take a look. I think you'll find him to be a really, really nice boy.
Do people like Malamutes? Are they popular?
Oh, yeah. I have very, very close friends of mine, Jonathan and Christina.
Yeah?
Yep. All over that Malamute breed. That's all they've ever had their whole lives.
Well, give them a call.
They're full up right now. People tend to gravitate towards certain breeds. And, you know, if you're a husky Malamute person, I think he could easily, you know, worm his way into your life.
I'm looking over at Craig Hill. Craig, what do you think of our visiting friend Nomad?
I've never seen a puffier dog, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
This dog, I don't know how big the dog is under the fur, but the outside of the fur, I mean, it is the puffiest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, I can't believe this dog isn't sweating profusely right now, because that's what you would wear in like the North Pole, is that much fur.
Yeah. Yes.
And it is fluffy.
Yes, it is. That's what they do. I mean,
does he shed?
No, they don't shed that much. Unlike German Shepherds, which I'm very familiar with, they shed like as they walk. You know, there's this almost like pig pen. You know, it's just instead of a dirt cloud, it's like a fur cloud. But not so much. They do, but it isn't as insane.
Craig's got some great photos on the Facebook page at Newstalk 920 KVEC on your website as well, sir.
SlowAnimalServices.com.
What's the adoption fee for Nomad?
Okay, so that'll be $142. That'll get you, because he still needs to be neutered. So that would get you a spay or a neuter, obviously, a microchip, a rabies shot, a free vet check. What else? Oh, a license, a one-year license that goes with that.
These are smart dogs.
Oh, yeah, they're very smart, very smart. But they're very trainable, let's put it that way. I wouldn't say easily trainable, but they're very trainable. You just have to devote some time to it.
So what would be a good home for Nomad?
Well, you know, I like the idea of, you know, someone who's familiar with the breed, that you don't get frustrated too early by a dog that likes to wander. You know, some people do. It's like, oh, I can't handle that. But once you have them trained, and they obviously, like almost any other dog, they recognize, oh, this is home. Then I think you would be very happy. So the home. They usually are very athletic, so I think anybody who likes to go for, you know, walks and hikes, I think that could work out well.
I don't think he could jump a fence, though.
Probably not a fence.
Not at his weight.
No, not at his weight. You're going to need, but he jumped into the back of the car. Again, he's only 2 years old, so he's still got some good springs back there.
How do we find County Animal Services?
Okay, so you take Highway 1 going towards Morro Bay and go past the Men's Colony on your right, but you want to get in the left lane, and you're going to make a left on Kansas Street and then a left on Oklahoma, and then look to your right, and you'll see Animal Services right next door to Woods. Lots of choices.
Adoptions tomorrow noon until 5, closed on Sunday. What about Monday?
Yeah, Monday, Monday through Friday and Saturday.
Well, Monday is Veterans Day. You open?
Ooh, no.
So you're That's closed right. on
we'll
Veterans
closed
Day.
On Veterans Day.
All right, yes. So you're closed Sunday and Monday.
Yes.
So people should come out tomorrow.
Correct.
Between noon and 5.
Yep.
To meet this amazing dog. Mm-hmm. His name is Nomad. We are with Greer Eubanks, longtime volunteer from County Animal Services. We'll come back and pick up the conversation. You're listening to Hometown Radio for the Central Coast on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. Tuesday, we have a very important show coming up. We're going to start the 5 o'clock hour by visiting with Denise Smart, the mother of missing Cal Poly student Kristen Smart, get an update. And then we're going to segue into meeting the parents of the young man who fell to his death off the parking garage in downtown San Luis Obispo. And all three of these adults have one thing in common. They're still trying to get a straight answer from law enforcement as to what happened to their children. So I hope you will especially join us on Tuesday. Stay with us throughout the week. We're here weekday afternoons from 3 to 7. I'm Dave Congleton. We are back with Greer Eubanks, bottom of the hour's California headline news. Then Natalia Noriega joins us for banana cream pie from Lynn's. All right, Greer, let's remind folks what a great dog we have here in Nomad.
Yeah, he seems to like your choice of music, too. A little Donald Fagen action, huh? A la Steely Dan. Yeah. All right, so what we got here is Nomad is appropriate name for a husky or Malamute, as Nomad is. An Alaska Malamute, about 2 years old. Let's see, he's fairly new to the shelter, but, you know, we get these in every once in a while, huskies, Malamutes, you know, and I think he's a pretty good, you know, goodwill ambassador, you know, the breed. He's quiet, doesn't bark much, very attentive, he's very smart, he has some manners training, and he does bond to his people, like he'll sit by me and give me, you know, really strong eye contact, and he's looking across the window now, yeah.
He's looking at Craig, Craig's waving to him.
Yeah,
and there you go. Nomad's just focused on him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's like, what's going on over there? By the way, I hear you got some cream pie. I want some pie. No, he's a very good-natured boy. You know, again, you know, like with any dog, and maybe particularly with huskies and Malamutes, you really want to invest the time and energy into training because they do like to roam, as we found out
today.
Yes, he does like to roam. And it's not a matter of escaping to get away. It's just they like to investigate things.
Yeah, he'd be a good guard dog. He's doing the perimeter.
Yeah, guarding the
perimeter.
Securing
the building.
Yes, that's it. That's
Check
it.
Out the photos on our Facebook page, Newstalk 920 KVEC, also on the website.
Yeah, slowanimalservices.com.
Other dogs we should mention.
Yeah, we got a bunch of interesting ones. Our alumni boy, Cooper, is still there, the three-year-old male white lab mix.
Yeah.
Easy on the leash. He knows sit. He will stay by your side. When I walked in there today, somebody was walking him outside. He saw me. He recognized me at a distance and turned and just kind of like started pulling on his person, you know, like, oh, I got to go see that guy. so I really think that, you know, he's got great potential as a loyal companion. He had a very rough time when he first came in. He just laid there in his kennel and just was like almost like he had a stress syndrome. And it was sad, but he has come around so much. He looks so much better. He loves to chase the ball. He's house trained. His name is Cooper. He's not a very big lab mix, so a good size, about 40 pounds, maybe 35, 40 pounds. So do come by and check him out. Now we got another Cooper. But this one's a four-year-old brown and black Yorkie. In other words, a Yorkshire Terrier. So we don't, it's kind of funny. You'd have two dogs named Cooper. House-trained, very handsome boy. I mean, this dog is, you know, just ideal. We've already had people looking at him. If you've been looking for, you know, a young, well-mannered Yorkie, I think this is the one to come in and take a look at. But he's only so-so with other dogs, but probably not that big a deal. Then we have Buck, who is a seven-year-old Aussie cattle dog mix. Really nice boy. A real wiggle-waggle love bug is the best way to put it. You know, when you go by his kennel, his head is still at the cage, but his back end is just wagging all over the place. He can't control it. His tail moves his butt. Really nice boy. So certainly Cooper and Buck, if a little bigger, obviously, than you know, the Yorkie, and even bigger than the white lab mix. But all three of those dogs, I think, are really, really overdue for being in a wonderful home. Ringo is a five-year-old tri-colored Catahoula mix that's good on the leash, house-trained, but a little higher energy. But again, a little training. I'm sure that energy can be put to good use. Red is a one-year-old red and white pit bull mix, probably mostly pit. Friendly, really super friendly. Loves his belly rubs. Again, a little bit of manners training. He's a little strong in the leash, but he's only a year, if that. So he's kind of more of a puppy than anything else. Bennett is a nine-year-old black and gray German Shepherd mix. Again, seems like a really good-natured boy. Good walker and in very good health. He looks older than he is because of the gray on the black. Tally, a one-year-old tan and white pit mix with good manners and very treat-motivated. And then we have one that I was almost ready to bring in, but I decided on Nomad, and that is Kelly. Kelly is a 14-year-old Aussie Shepherd, smallish, long black hair.
14 years old.
14. The owner passed away, nobody in the family lives close and could take the dog.
And, of course, they made no provision.
None at all.
Would happen with the dog. Yeah. Yeah. When the owner died.
Yeah. You know, so obviously there's the senior special at $35. But, you know, look, folks, realistically, we know, it's only a couple of years for this boy, Kelly. But he's a good-natured boy, and whatever it takes to get him into a home where he can just, you know.
How long has he been at the shelter?
Just came in on the 15th,
He's totally disoriented. Yeah. He's probably spent most of his life with this person.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the person is gone, and the dog is in a totally different environment.
That's about it.
We just need somebody to come give this dog a good home for a while.
Yeah, come on. You know, he's an easygoing boy. You know, he still gets around pretty good. I was really impressed. You know, he good walks. You know, he's not weak in the back legs. And, you know, so I think he's got a little while to go, and he's a good-natured boy. So, you know, come on down and take a look. And whatever it takes for you to adopt him, we'll help you out with that. And that's kind of about it.
All these dogs are on the website at
slowanimalservices.com.
You have plenty of cats.
Plenty of cats.
Do you have any other, iguanas?
We got the lizard. We still got the lizard. Okay. You know, he's still there for $5, folks. I didn't look in the back, but usually we got a rabbit or three. And I still think there are a couple of horses by now.
It's $75 for a horse.
$75 for a horse.
You're not going to get a better deal.
No. I mean, look, who knows? You know, you may get lucky, and it could be a Preakness winner. You know, you just invest a little time and run them.
All right. Greer Eubanks is here with Nomad, our very special pet of the week. Greer's going to stick around. We are off to California Headline News and ABC Radio News as well. Craig will update us, and hopefully we have some good news about Southbound 101 down there through Avila Beach. And also, as we start to wind down our $1,000 Trump Challenge Word giveaway. And let's have some pie, shall we? We're live, we're local, we're Hometown Radio. So what do they have to do with the word, Craig?
You take that word, you go to to 920kvc.com, and you'll see a picture of Donald Trump's hair. You click on that, and it asks you some questions. You put in the word, bada boom, bada bang, or on the mobile app.
So it's pretty easy. In fact, some people would say it's as easy as pie.
It's a wonderful day for pie. You can ask all the birds in the sky, and they'll tell you real sweet with a musical tweet. It's a wonderful day for pie.
For pie.
For pie.
For pie.
For pie.
It's a wonderful, wonderful day.
That's right. Every Friday, we take time out of our hectic schedule, celebrate the end of another successful week of Hometown Radio, and give thanks to the fine folks at Lynn's of Cambria, because we get to savor another one of their great pies. You can, too. Start by checking out the website at lynnsfruitbin.com. You can watch any number of videos and find out more about the Lynn family and their history on the Central Coast. You can check out the menus for the main restaurant and also the Easy as Pie Cafe. You can find out how you can ship a pie or preserves or other items anywhere in the country. You can shop at their online store. It's all there waiting for you at lynnsfruitbin.com. So Craig is here. Greer is hanging out. We also have Nomad, who has not been wandering, we're pleased to report. And we're enjoying the banana cream pie. Guest taster this week. Always good to see Natalia Noriega. She's back with us. Natalia, how are you?
So good.
Before I talk about the pie, you just came up from Pismo.
Yeah.
What's the report on the traffic?
You know what? I hit Price Street coming into 227, and it started getting congested there, too. So, yeah, plan on that. So I don't think there's going to be a safe route out of this traffic, whatever's happening. But I left plenty of time to get here, and it started congesting right around, well, as soon as you make a left turn onto 227 from Price, it starts getting really jammed up there.
See, everybody's trying to get out of town, but we're smart. We're sticking around because we get to enjoy the banana cream pie. Greer, what do you think?
Okay. Do you like banana? Do you like almonds? Do you like a whipped cream? You like all three? Put them all together. Add a little fine Lynn's crust, and you got a great pie. It's really as simple as that. It tastes awesomely good.
That was a dog.
That was the dog.
The dog is sneezing.
It just sneezed. Yes. That was a big sneeze, folks.
Natalia, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the fact that my very first bite was a fresh piece of banana, the custard is to perfection. And, yeah, the whipped cream is just, it's deliciously layered right on top of that wonderful custard and fresh banana. Yum. Melts in my mouth.
And you're a fan of Lynn's? You like Lynn's pies?
Yes. I mean, I would eat them every day, but then you know what happened there. Yeah. So it's beautiful.
Craig, this is your favorite one, right?
Speaking of what could happen, just look at me. Yes, this is my favorite, and you hit the nail on the head. First bite, a big chunk of banana.
Yes.
Banana pudding. This is not a banana pudding pie. This is a banana cream pie, and those things are all real. The whipped cream, it's not the whipped cream can of stuff. This is real, thick, firm whipped cream with the toasted almonds on top. Matter of fact, I got to admit, when I was taking pictures of the pie, there's some loose ones. They put a lot of these sliced almonds. Yeah. I'd pick one off, and I'd use it as like a little spoon to scoop up some whipped cream. Just because, you got to try it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them on there.
Yeah, there's a ton.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, really delicious. It's every time I have it, I remember why it's my favorite. And I'm just a huge fan of banana cream pie. And wherever I go, I try their banana cream pie if it's on the menu. And I can tell you where the best, the worst, and this is definitely the best.
I have a new friend over here.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Where's his banana cream?
Yeah, did you get Nomad any?
Oh, yeah.
And he ate it?
Gulp. Gone.
So I have a confession to make real quick.
What's that?
This is my first banana cream pie.
Really? Ever? Or just from Lynn's?
Ever.
What's your favorite kind of pie?
I would say I'm kind of a cherry girl. I love cherry pie or apple pie. Yep. But custard, cream pies, I normally just don't get. So this is the first time that I've had a cream. Now, I've had similar desserts that are pie-ish, but not a true pie that had banana in it, and I loved it. But this is my first banana cream pie.
We might have a convert here, Craig.
Well, now I feel bad because now you're going to be spoiled.
It's a done deal.
You're going to go to some other place and say, oh, I remember I loved banana cream pie.
I don't need to go anywhere else.
And then you're going to get it. You're going to be in New York, and you say, oh, I'm going to get the banana cream pie on this menu, and you're going to have it. Go, oh, this kind of sucks.
Well, I just won't order
Believe
anymore.
Me, it happened to my wife. My wife, people were talking at her work about, oh, we got these delicious pies from this local place, and it's awesome. And she tried it, and she just,
Did she leave?
Yeah, she had to leave. Oh. She showed up, she grabbed her slice of pie,
and left,
and split. She used her entire lunch break just to come here and get a slice of pie.
But I want to emphasize
it's
that.
Delicious.
She drove all the way across town on her lunch break for a piece of Lynn's pie.
And she gets back late. She takes a hit on the late return so that she can get a slice of Lynn's pie.
That's how dedicated. Serious.
Yeah.
You mean she could have had one tonight when you brought it home, but instead, no, she wanted it now.
Well, the thing is, she gets a little, what I call fanicky over food. She gets a food panic, and she's afraid that I'm not going to bring any home.
That's so good.
And so she makes sure that she gets her slice during the day.
Now, there's only one problem with the banana cream pie, and that is that you cannot get a cream pie at your favorite local grocery store.
There's actually two problems with it.
What's the other
one? You can't get them in the store. Two, there's not two of them.
What do you mean?
Because you need to have two banana cream pies. One just won't do.
Well,
there's never enough banana cream pie. That's the other problem.
Well, okay.
I love this pie.
Banana cream pie coma.
I'm just trying to picture eating two pies.
Well, you just mix it up. I would get this, and then I would get a fruit pie. Like maybe the cherry pie.
Oh, my gosh. But let me say, this one thing that we're not emphasizing here is I've had pies, and oh, my gosh, Lynn's crusts.
Yes.
Can we just say they're flaky, crispy, perfect. They're not too hard. They're not too soft. Every bite of their crusts is just perfection.
I think that's one of the hallmarks, Craig, of the Lynn's pie is the crust.
And when you said that, it kind of hit me. The bottom crust here, because it's a cream pie, so it only has the bottom crust. I just realized it is as flaky as the top crust usually is. There's no sogginess.
Nope. The custard stays right in its own layer, keeps to itself.
But if you are into fruit pies, you can stop by your favorite local grocery store on the way home tonight, go to the frozen pie section, grab a pie, grab two. You can get individual size or the jumbo family size. But if you want the cream pie, like the banana cream or the chocolate cream, you got to do it the Craig Hill way and go all the way to Cambria. This is where you agree with me.
I'm
tossing it to you, buddy.
Really? This actually, while you were saying that, I zoned out and I was just staring
at
this pie. And this thought popped into my head because you were talking about like the personal pies. And I was thinking, you know, they're all personal pies if you try hard enough.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's a good point, though. I mean, I found myself doing exactly the same thing. It's just staring at this pie. You know, just it's really beautiful. It's quite a work of art. You know, the little, you know, almonds, you know, slices, you know, just kind of sitting up on the whipped cream.
It's Thanksgiving really, right really around the corner.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. All right. You've been invited somewhere for dinner or you're having people over for dinner and you don't know what to do for dessert, get a Lynn's pie.
Hey, and if you're going on a first date, bring a pie.
Really? Does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
Bring a pie, but I would suggest if you have a mustache, do not bring a cream pie because it gets all over your mustache.
No, dude, keep it real.
Or a beard.
Yeah, if you got a beard, do not bring a cream pie. Make sure there's a top crust to protect you from that.
Or if you don't want to cook for dinner, don't want to deal with all that, go to Lynn's for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They'll be open.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although I'd make my reservations now because they always fill up.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You can see why.
By the way, Natalia, what do you think of our visitor, Nomad, who's now lying down?
It was love at first sight. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I found my love. Hi there. And he's so tame right now. A couple of times he really wanted to lick my plate, but he was good. He knew better.
He was funny. Greer gave him a piece. Then he came over to me. Mm-hmm. And then he went to you.
He did.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's working it. This is a smart dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's very gentle. My wife, most of you probably know she's a little person. She's like less than 4 feet tall. So she comes in, and I was a little worried that he'd be a little aggressive with her, like maybe kind of jump up or whatnot. No, he was very gentle with her, didn't knock her over. You know, he was very careful. Yeah. But he does have a lot of puff to protect, the area. So, but a very sweet dog.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. By the way, you know, if you get up close to him, you know, nose to nose, he gives you kisses.
Oh.
You know, he looks you straight in the eye and then gives you kisses.
Let me just jump in on the Stolberg Law KBC text line. Craig, we're getting an update on the Highway 101 situation. Apparently, it's a truck hauling hay.
Oh, no.
There was somehow a fire involving the truck hauling hay.
No, that's not good.
And apparently, there were still fire trucks there, but no more fire. So, as Craig has been reporting since we went on the air, traffic is backed up southbound 101 there by Avila Bay Drive. So heads up.
Well, thank goodness that's where I get off. Maybe I'll be able to avoid it.
All right, Tigger, I know you need to get back to work. Let's put a last plea in, please, for Nomad, our very special pet of the week.
Okay. Alaska Malamute is Nomad. Very similar to Husky. Similar temperament, just slightly different little physique issues there, but he's white and gray, really classic looking dog, and a nice boy. He just has a really solid personality, friendly, a little independent, as we found out, likes to kind of do a little roaming. Like I always say, invest in a little training, goes a long ways towards everybody's happiness. He is a sweet boy, fun to walk. He's not dog reactive, meaning that, you know, bring your dog down if you got one. You want to see how everybody gets along. Just bring him down, and let's see how Nomad gets along with your boy or girl.
Check out our Facebook page at News Talk 920 KVEC or your website.
Sure, slowanimalservices.com.
All right, Greer, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Odele, homies.
Odele, Greer. We'll break away and come back and check in with Natalia and have some more pie from Lynn's. I'm Dave Congleton. We're live, we're local, we're Hometown Radio.
Boy, Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Glad to have you with us on Hometown Radio. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. Coming up after news at the top of the hour, we're going to meet Peter Schroeder. He's made a documentary about winemaker Gary Eberle. Then Mike Manchek will give us an update about what happened at today's Central Coast Economic Forecast. Eric's coming down from Templeton. He wants to respond to a show we did earlier this week about cannabis. It's the Dave Congleton Show, with your hometown radio talk show. Natalia Noriega is earning her piece of banana cream pie. I can't believe you've never had banana cream pie before.
I haven't. I have not.
Here's one for you. How about peach blueberry?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have had peach and blueberry. I spent some time living in Texas, and there was one of my favorite, I guess, chain restaurants, but they're not a chain. There's like two, is Tumbleweed in Austin, Texas, and they had an amazing, amazing blueberry and peach pie. Very good.
So what's the deal with you?
Yes.
You were born in Peru.
Born in Peru.
And you've lived all over the world.
Everywhere.
Did your parents like kill somebody and they're on the run?
Interesting with a last name like Noriega, huh?
Yeah.
No, my dad was in oil business. He got his master's in Norman, Oklahoma as a geologist.
University of?
Yes, yep. Norman. Yep. And then when I was about, I think I was 9 years old, he became the president of a company called Occidental Petroleum. And we traveled all over the world with the company. And I was exposed to amazing cultures. And
some of the places you've lived in?
Oh, my gosh. Venezuela, Colombia, Bolivia, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Dubai. We've just been all over. All over. And but I've lived the most here in California now, so I now consider myself a Californian, y'all.
So what was that like growing up and having that international perspective?
Well, there's two sides to it. As a kid, you know, you grow up wanting, you know, you're social and you want your friends, and I didn't get that. As soon as I met someone, I would leave. So it was kind of a bummer, and I was little ticked off of my parents for doing that. It's like, hey, mom, I love Becky. She's my bestie. And then it was like, bye-bye. But what I got was an education that most people don't have. And I was able to immerse myself in different cultures and learn just how to respect the living conditions and the places that I lived. And one of the things that I loved about moving is cuisine. I'm a big foodie. I love to eat. And learning how to make local cuisine from all over the world has been something that I've just enjoyed doing.
I have to ask you about Pakistan.
Yeah. Islamabad.
Yeah.
Yes. What about it?
Yeah,
ask away.
Tell me everything about it.
Well, we were there. Let's see. My parents were there from 94 to about 2000. And I was there roughly around the time, like 1997. And it was calm before the big storm.
Okay.
And, you know, again, culturally very different, but beautiful, beautiful country. And the people there were very gracious to my family. I can tell you what it was like for me to winter in like Peshawar, where we would, you know, go and look at some of the textiles and some of the carpets that were being made by some amazing artists, crafters there. And, you know, it's a very Muslim country, and you did have to abide by some of the, you know, expectations. And I didn't have a problem with that. You know, it was not my hometown. I was a visitor. So I just went with it, and it was beautiful. And I've learned a lot about, you know, they're just, the people that I met were very peaceful people, and they were very knowledgeable about their country and very proud of what they made. There's a lot of copper there, rugs, wonderful food, and good golf.
Good golf.
Really good golf.
In Pakistan.
In Islamabad, yes.
It's funny. When I think of Pakistan, I don't think of golf.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, golf is everywhere. What are you talking about?
But when I went to Iceland.
Okay.
They're huge into golf.
Yeah.
Nothing like the golf courses here.
No, they're definitely different.
You see like a field with some holes in it, and that's your idea of a golf course. But in Iceland, they're really into golf.
Yes. Wow. Well, they're in the places I've been to, everybody's into golf, and they are very different. Here's a little knowledge, a little bit of knowledge, a little food for thought, I guess, since we're eating pie. A ball boy. Do you know what a ball boy is?
No.
Okay, so in countries like Pakistan or like Colombia or Bolivia, you have a lot of endangered, or you know, species or dangerous, endangered and dangerous species like frogs and snakes.
Yeah.
So when you're foreign, they go and they provide you a ball boy. And the ball boy's job, this is horrible, but the ball boy's job is to, if I go out of bounds, which is very rare because I'm really good at golf, but if my ball were to go into somewhere lush, I could not go in there because I could be exposed to something poisonous. So I had this little guy who would chase my balls for me so that I would be out of danger. And it was a trip.
Kind of like a special caddy.
Exactly.
Wow.
But it was trippy. And I was, you know, I was like, wow, this is new to me. But yes, I would say the other place that I felt somewhat it was dangerous to golf was in Bolivia. There was crocodiles in this one golf course when we lived in Santa Cruz. And you definitely had to get a caddy and a ball boy because They knew when they were around, and they would tell me, like, you don't want to go in there. There's a crocodile in
there.
That's
a sand trap.
Yeah. Yeah, don't I wish. Can I have a ball boy for the sand trap here in Chalk Mountain, please? Can you get my ball out?
Do you miss that lifestyle?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, growing up like that, I'm always antsy to stay in one place.
Because you've been here a while.
I've been here for a while, but you can ask my kids. They hate me as a single mom. But I was like, let's try this condo. Let's go over here. Let's go over there. I miss it. I miss the world. I feel I can get pretty isolated here, but it's beautiful. I mean,
but I wonder if you were to do that again now, if the world would be the same as you remember it.
It would not be, for sure. Yeah. I mean, heck, when I was in Dubai, there was absolutely, it was nothing like it is today right now. But I miss it. And I mean, I think pretty soon I'll be back to traveling. As a matter of fact, working now with Scarecrow Inc., I'm going to be having the fortunate experience to get to know the United States more. I'm going to New Orleans, and I've never been.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
You're going to have a great time.
I will.
Now, is that a conference?
It's a trade show. So we're going to go and check out other companies and hopefully hook up with some companies that don't carry our fangs.
We're having pie and chatting with Natalia Noriega. Enjoying the banana cream pie. So where would you like to go that you haven't been?
I have just literally asked this question not too long ago. New Zealand.
Yeah, see? That's number one on my list.
New Zealand.
But I can't go until I get out of here because I don't want to go just for a week or even for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
You got to go for a while.
You go for a month. The people that have gone, they're like, take a month to 2 months off.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Save everything that you can. Sell your soul. And then go to New Zealand. You know, that I'm pretty sure that probably...
Why New Zealand?
Well, I'm a big Hobbit freak. And just there's been a lot of movies made in New Zealand that just the scenery is wonderful. But I've known a lot of people who've been there and they there's nothing like it. So
Wellington's like a smaller version of Hollywood. A lot of movies made in Wellington.
Exactly. So I'm curious, why not? I mean, you've seen pictures. It's just so beautiful.
Everybody I have spoken with who have been to New Zealand, they all swear by it. They go, that's the place you want to go to.
Right. Right. So New Zealand. So top. Okay. What's your second, Dave? Where would you go after New Zealand? Come on.
I've never been to France, but that's a boring, not boring,
not,
but
no.
that's predictable. Everybody wants to go to France.
Yeah, everybody wants to go to Paris, but there's places
I've been to Antarctica and I've been to Iceland.
Okay.
So now what's left? The basic stuff.
Right. Well,
Hong Kong. I'd like to go to Hong
Kong.
When it quiets down.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would do anything. So there's an opportunity. There might be an opportunity to go to Hong Kong for Fangs and trade show, Tokyo. I haven't been very east. So
Fangs are international.
Fangs are international, but what? Hong Kong, yeah. Beautiful.
What's your website, Natalia?
For Scarecrow, it's www.scarecrowfangs.com.
www.italianicecuisine.com.
Good answer. I threw a curve. Natalia, nice to see you. Thanks
you
for coming
too,
in.
Thank you for my pie.
Enjoy the pie.
Thank you.
Off we go. We got news. We got traffic. We got weather. I'm Dave Congleton. 4 o'clock hour begins now.